more than a year now since Peyton Manning came to Denver, and 13 regular season wins, a new offensive coordinator, and a new offensive weapon in Wes Welker brings us to OTAs, which Manning, offense, defense, the Broncos are all working through right now. I had a chance to sit down with the quarterback this week here at Dove Valley and asked him how important it is to bring an in-season focus to an off-season activity here during the month of May and June, and also how important it is to take advantage of this time to improve for 2013. Take away first downs, take away completions, touchdowns, maybe you're in team drills, 7-on-7. What are you looking for as a quarterback in the offseason this time of year that tells you you're making the kind of progress that you, Coach Gase, Coach Fox, are hoping you can make?
Well, I think the main thing we're looking for is offensively, quarterbacks, receivers, tight ends, running backs, are we all on the same page? Do the receivers understand what we're trying to accomplish with this play, being in the right spot? I'm throwing the ball to a certain spot, Demarius or Eric being in that spot on time. And so I think that's what you look for, is your timing in good position, is the execution of each play in good position. And, you know, you're going against the defense, like you said, in 7-on-7. Hey, they're working on certain things as well. And so sometimes you may call a play that it's really not great versus that defense, but it's going to make you better because it's a challenging defense. And if we can get open versus this challenging defense, it's going to be even better versus a different type of defense. And so every day in these OTAs, you put in certain plays and you run those plays that day. So you're trying to build an offense. And also you're trying to find out, Chris, what are the core plays that you can kind of hang your hat on for the 2013 season? Hey, these are plays that the Broncos are really good at. We still want to work on some other things, but let's try to figure out what are the plays that we're best at.
So you can put those in your pocket, and you're developing this rapport with the skilled players that you just touched on, but you're also developing that with your offensive line.
Sure.
A year later now, why is that just as important to do in May and June?
Well, there's no question that, you know, the offensive line are really the keys to making an offense go. All last year and even this offseason, the offensive line is going to take us as far as they want to take us. We have to be able to run the ball. That's a big emphasis this offseason on getting the running game going. If you get the running game established, that puts the defense in a bind. They have to stop the run. Now it opens up, you know, passing game plays. And so a number of guys are getting reps right now due to some of the injuries that are going, which is good. We can have some healthy competition there and also build some depth. And so, but the running backs need to get on the same page with the offensive line on these certain run plays. Hey, here's where the hole's going to be. Here's where it may cut back. And the tight ends working with the right and left tackles, right? It's all, quarterback receiver timing is what you hear about the most, but there's also that, tight end offensive line, running back offensive line timing.
When you have such an in-season focus in the off-season and you're simulating game-like situations, you're thinking about the season.
Sure.
Everyone's getting excited for this season. As a veteran now, do you keep the focus on the now because you know how important it is, or do you find yourself getting
I mean, everything that we're doing over here is pointing towards the goal of opening night, in the regular season. But you can't just hurry up and say, let's get there. We don't have to. I mean, every single practice over here, there's a purpose to it, and we need it. I mean, because of the new rules, you're only allowed a certain amount of time on the field. I really can't get enough reps with Wes Welker, with Monte Ball. And so the little time that we have, the meeting time, the walkthroughs on the field, every single moment counts. If you can have a discussion in a meeting with Monte Ball about a certain protection, if you can talk to Wes Welker, after practice about a pass pattern, hey, here's what I'm looking for, tell me what you think, what your history is. All those, you just kind of file it away, and you build that inventory that when you get to a critical 3rd and 5 in November, hey, we talked about this back in May, and I know what quarterback's looking for, I know what, Welker may do on this route because we discussed it and we repped it, and that's what the offseason is about improving your skills, improving your craft that can hopefully help you win a game in the regular season.